Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Psalm 16, verse 20. It says, "My son, give attention to my words." In other words, give complete attention to my words. "Incline your ears to my saying." Listen closely. Lean in and listen closely. "Do not let them depart from your eyes. Protect them." In other words, keep reading the word. Stay in the word. "Keep them in the midst of your heart. Don't let them drift away. Keep them in the middle of you, the center of you. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." The benefits are that God and his word carries the power and the life and the healing in our lives. "Keep your heart with all diligence." Protect your heart diligently on what you listen to, what you hear, and what you put in your heart. For out of it springs the issues of life. All of our decisions, all of our words come out of our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of what's in our heart is what we'll do, what we'll live, how we'll act, what we'll speak. You know, "Put away from you deceitful mouth, you know, and perverse lips from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. Do not turn from the right hand or the left. Remove your foot from evil." And so the Bible's telling us that the word of God is so precious and so important that we should lean in. Whenever it's being taught, we should lean in and incline our ear to it, to listen to it very carefully, to give our complete attention to it. When you look at the sower and the seed, you know, some seed was taken by Satan. Some seed didn't have any ground. It wasn't protected. Some seed was choked by the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the cares of this life. And there's others that protected the word. They guarded the word. They cherished the word. And that word brought fruit. And we need fruit in our life. The Bible tells us if we don't have fruit, we can be cut off as a vine and cast into a burning oven. So when the Bible tells us that to listen carefully, to protect the word, don't let it drift away from our hearts, because it carries the power of God in life. It carries all of life's decisions with it. Then we need to take heed to do it. You know, whenever you look at the word of God, Jesus said, you know, "You'll know the truth and the truth will set you free." Knowing truth is knowing God. Jesus became flesh. The word became flesh. When we know the word of God, we have a filter in our heart. We can understand what is God, what isn't God, what's right, what's wrong, what's deception, and what's true. And so, but we need that word in our heart to understand that. We need the word in our heart to cause us to walk, because our tongue projects our future. In James, it says that our tongue is like a rudder of a ship. A rudder turns a ship and sets a direction. A bit in a horse's mouth sets a direction. And one has a will, one doesn't have a will. But we will live our words in the future. Our words sometimes sabotage our faith. It sabotages our prayer. The Bible says here, look straight ahead. Look before you. Don't let a deceitful mouth. The Bible tells us in James, you know, that if we don't have faith, we're a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. So if we don't have faith, our words will speak the circumstance and not the solution that God has given us. So when you look at the big picture, it's really about understanding God's word and making God's word a part of our life. It's so vital, guys. It's really important. That's what our ministry does. We produce content, 15 different videos a week. We produce curriculums. We've done 3 in the last 6 months. They're all either in production or close to out of production. I'm praying for a 4th yet ahead this year. And in all of these cases, we give it away for free. Pray about becoming a partner with us. Pray about giving us $10 or $25 a month. We're praying for 420 for a month or more donors. People that would give us 25 or 50 or more a month, so that we would have this foundation to continue to build content that we give away for free. You can order 10 workbooks and we'll give them away for free. All you need to do is become a member, a free member, not a partner, just a free member. So pray about it. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. And may God's face shine upon you and you be blessed in all that you put your hands to. In Jesus' name, amen.